Happy Tuesday, everyone.
It's Tuesday. Hey, y'all.
Hey, we missed you guys yesterday.
Yeah, we missed y'all. I'm so goofy.
And so yesterday our plan was to kind of talk about astrology and zodiac signs and zodiac signs in relationships with someone who she knows her stuff about that, because really I just got into it. So she wasn't able to join us. But we're still going to have our conversation from what we know.
And what we know to be true.
Right.
Like, a lot of people frown on astrology and zodiac signs, but a lot of it, and it, you know, those are mostly, I don't want to call them holy rollers, but
sleep.
Folks who, you know, are so holy that, you know, nothing else in the world exists, right, or is evil, or is witchcraft. But zodiacs and astrology really can tell you a lot about a person's personality, whether they believe it or not, because they probably at one point was reading horoscopes daily at the newspaper.
Yeah. And I think it's so funny that you say, like, people say it's evil, but that's how our ancestors moved. Like, they knew the stars and the direction of the stars and certain things that the stars tell you,
exactly,
etc. And this is like a lot of other things that they try to demonize. I talked about it yesterday, but on my Facebook. But it's just like, these are gifts that were given to us and we don't use them because somebody's telling us it's evil.
How did Harriet and them, you know, find their way? They ain't have maps.
Not Harriet. You talking about Tubby?
Yeah, something about Tubby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, they had secret passages, but how did they direct themselves? Like, how, they didn't have maps. So they couldn't say, you know, go 15 miles down I-20 east and, you know, turn left. They would have been going west. But anyway, you know, turn left onto whatever highway and then go north about 5 miles. You know, they didn't have directions like that. So they followed the stars.
Right.
Wade in the water, you know, was, you know, them telling them to go towards the Big Dipper when they sung Wade in the Water. So it's whatever.
Wait, what? I thought Follow the Drinking Gourd was the Big Dipper.
Yeah, that one.
Really? But Wade in the Water does have a message, or I can't think of what I've heard that it is, because, like, I read stuff like that. You know how I am.
It is the drink. My bad.
No, but Wade in the Water means something pertaining to the direction.
Yeah, so maybe we'll look that up in Brazil. Travel along the water or something.
Right.
Travel along the river or something. I was close. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Harriet and them used the stars.
Right. And nature, period. Like, our nature is our resource. Like, that's what we're supposed to use for healing and et cetera. And they just made it seem like it's just evil. So now you got people who can't cure the common cold or the corona or whatever it is. But that stuff can be cured, like, easily with herbs and different things that the earth has given us, or God has given us through the earth's resources. So, yeah, I think it's funny that you said that. But yeah, we can go ahead and jump in.
Okay, so guys, I want to give credit where credit is due. You know, but I use this book whenever I get into a new relationship or I meet somebody new and I find out what their zodiac sign is, just to get some idea of their personality if I don't already know. And the book is called Black Love Signs. Now, she wrote this for Black folk, but these are zodiacs for
people.
All people.
Right.
So, and it's an astrological guide to passion, romance, and relationships for African Americans, but we're using it for all people. And so, my girl and I are both Geminis.
I know, somebody like, what? Like, yeah. How did it work?
And so now y'all understand why I could not have been at home teaching her. Because
really,
the Gemini sign is the twin. And so my mom always called it the good twin and the bad twin. And so there were four of us in the house.
Yeah, sweet.
So Bella's good twin and bad twin and my good twin and bad twin. Now when we both were on our good twin, things were great. Like you saw rainbows and butterflies and unicorns.
The birds chirping and dogs barking.
Right. The sun was always shining. But if we both were on our bad twin, it was truly ugly. And so there is some truth. There's a lot of truth behind zodiac signs. So just briefly, you know, earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. That means you're down to earth, practical, and cautious. Basically, you're always the same, predictable, reliable, grounded. And I know Taurus and some Capricorns who are very predictable and they like routine.
Oh, yes. Oh, child.
You know what, Taurus, I'm talking about? You know what, Capricorn, I'm talking about?
Yeah, but Bud is getting into his, like, OCD type of ways.
Is he really?
Yes. And I'm just like, no. We do not.
But, you know, your grandma is Capricorn. And she is, like, set in her ways. Like, she doesn't like to veer from change. And one of our close cousins is a Taurus, and she doesn't really care for change. She's very, very predictable in her habits,
yeah,
and in her ways. So that's true. Fire signs are Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. They like the element of fire. They're unpredictable, feisty, aggressive, impulsive, and hard to control. And I've dated Leos, and this is very true.
Well, my best friend is a Sag, and I love her.
But is it true? Like, is she unpredictable? She's feisty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's feisty.
And she kind of... I mean, we're not in a romantic relationship, but
I think it can be said for all relationships.
Right, but we're kind of possessive with each other. Is that one of our traits, too? Because we be looking at new friends like, hello, like where you came from.
Air signs, that's us. Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Air signs are independent. They called us aloof.
Really?
We are not. Yeah, I am aloof. I don't know about you, but you know I'm kind of spacey.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, why did they say that?
I don't know. They called us aloof, but they also called us analytical, intriguing, and very hard to keep up with. They say we must have our freedom. And we cannot be contained, harnessed, or backed into a corner.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the most accurate that I've heard.
Yeah. And water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. That's Big John. In reality, people generally love to be close to lakes, rivers, oceans, and ponds. If you're a water sign, people love to be close to you because you're reassuring, emotional, intuitive, soothing, and non-threatening. Now, I can agree with this until you make them mad.
Yeah.
I can agree with this for Pisces and Cancer. Scorpios are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
It's slick.
Always.
But I love my Scorpio too, though.
Always angry. Like, this guy that I dated for years that I was once engaged to was a Scorpio. And he, yeah, he was a ticking time bomb.
Well, you can't use that because that was just like a special case. I don't think they all that bad.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay, so Aries are compatible with Sagittarius, Leo, Gemini, and Aquarius. Taurus is compatible with Virgo, Capricorn, Cancer, and Pisces. We, Geminis, are more suited for Leos, Aries, Aquarius, and Libras, which makes sense because my best friend is a Libra. And
I don't know any of those signs.
Really? You don't know any Leos, Aries, Aquarius, or your godmother is a Libra?
Jazz is a Libra.
No, Jazz is a Leo.
Leo. I knew it was one of the L's.
Yeah, Jazz is a Leo.
Okay, so I know a Leo. I don't know anybody else, though.
And Cancer is compatible with Pisces, Scorpio, Virgo, and Taurus. So those are Leos, although, like, I've dated some Leos, and what this book says about Leos is absolutely positively true. They border on narcissism because they always want to be the center of attention. But if you think about the pride of a lion, because it's Leo the lion, if you think about the pride of a lion, and how lions are always like the center of attention, and they want to be the center of attention, that's, you know, Leos. And so, yeah, it describes the Leos that I've dated perfectly.
So basically what you're saying is me and being compatible based on astrology.
Well, okay, so let me find where it says Geminis and Cancers. Because it says this union will definitely, this is Gemini and Cancer, this union will definitely take work, work, and more work.
Ooh. Say amen, somebody.
You leave him alone.
I'm just kidding.
Gemini's overly animated personality, because they said we are the communicators of the zodiac, which I firmly
totally agree with. And I think you might have ruined me and made my Gemini communication level times 10. But I can't stand a non-communicator.
And we love to talk. Like, let's talk this through. We are chatty Cathys. Like,
yeah,
I think most of us are. Think about every Gemini that you know. We love to talk.
Yeah.
It's always a good time because we talk.
And right. So
we communicate, I think, very well. But it says your union will take work, and more work. Your overly animated personality gets Cancer's attention. Cancer has a great sense of humor and loves to laugh, which is true. Think about your grandfather was a Cancer too. The conversations will be stimulating. Cancer, with all of his culinary delights, will create a haven for Gemini. He don't cook.
Culinary where?
That's what it says. Gemini remains unemotional and aloof about the union. Well, Cancer's approach is simple.
Why'd you pause?
I honestly don't know. I had to think about it real quick. Cancer wants Gemini to stay home so that they can take care of them.
Oh.
But Gemini is too busy with all of the current and future projects.
Oh.
To slow down. Okay, I don't want to get in y'all bedroom business.
That's clearly, because it sounds like the people got a mic in here. Because yeah. What?
It's true. And bedroom matters, Cancer takes the lead and Gemini follows. But all of Cancer's demands about hearth and home have Gemini running for cover.
Mm. So, yeah, who's the author of that book?
Her name is Thelma Balfour. B-A-L-F-O-U-R.
Yeah, I need to holler at her.
Yeah. Which is, that's kind of crazy, right?
Yes, I was like, she's got her house tapped at this point.
But then, that's what I'm saying about astrology and zodiacs. Like, a lot of it is true.
It is, but another thing I don't like, though, is that people try to use their zodiac signs like as an excuse to be an a-hole.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. What I like about me. Like, I always get, oh, you do not act like a Gemini. And I'm like, what do Geminis act like? And they, I guess, be looking for the crazy or the bad the twin moody. That you said.
Moody.
Yeah.
We call it moody.
Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, no, I get along with most people. If I don't get along with you, it's you.
Exactly. More than likely, it's you. Yeah, because I don't look like I know who, like before I knew my friend Belinda was a Libra, like we just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it has a lot to do with her personality and mine. We just clicked.
Yeah.
And just, well, me and your godmama really didn't have a choice.
Clearly.
But we click. Like, she knows when to leave me alone. And, you know, I know, you know, when to back up off her. Like, we know each other. And that came, you know, with some time. But I think our zodiacs have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
So, it says Geminis are sassy. True that. I am sassy and I raised a sassy squared.
Really? Well, I gotta be worse. Really?
Oh my God. Yeah, I did. It says Gemini is one of a kind whose mind is always spinning on how to improve herself or manipulate a situation to get exactly what she wants. Now, I don't agree with the manipulation part, but we're always looking for ways to improve ourselves. Like,
yeah,
we're always reading. We're always asking questions. We're always, you know, taking some course or another. Like, we're always learning. We're always looking for ways to be better. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree with manipulating
situations. I don't agree with, not especially when you say it like that, but when I thought about it, I'm like, most Geminis that I know are really smart. And so maybe we can be convincing enough to make you change your mind, maybe. But I don't know about being a manipulator.
Yeah, it says that we have a great sense of humor, we're intelligent, and definitely have the gift of gab.
See?
Super intelligent, because it says that Geminis are constantly in a mental and intellectual tennis match with themselves. The ever looming questions are always in our minds. Should I take this job? Should I go on this trip? Should I go out with this guy? And that happens with me a lot. Like, I'm always like, should I do this?
Yeah, like, you are like that.
What should I, like, I don't know if I should do it. And then I ask 100 people to get their opinions. And then decide against what they all say and go with my own thing.
Right.
But I am always in my head about stuff. Always, always second guessing a decision. They say we must have our own space. And I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sometimes we moody. Yo, they don't call us Gemini, the twin, for nothing. Like, it took me a long time to get in touch with my moody self, though, because I'd be moody and didn't know why.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say, too. Like, it took me a minute. I was definitely an adult when I learned how to control it. Because yeah. I used to just fly off the handle, like, you know how I was. With any situation, like, you really didn't have a chance between when you said what you said on my brain. But now I consider other people's points of view, like, before I respond. And if I'm just in a bad mood, I know to stay in my room or in my space so that you don't bother me and take me there.
Right. And when you get into this, I can tell when you're in those moods too, because I can call you and I'll be like, hey, and you'd be like, hey.
Oh, I do and not.
Like, yes, you do. You'd be like, hey. And I'll go, what's wrong? Nothing. Either you'll say nothing or you'll fly off the handle and I'll be like, okay, well, I'll call you later.
Oh, gosh.
I'll be like, okay, well, I'll call you later.
Girl, I don't even get that far. She needs to be like, well, clearly you're in a bad mood. So I'll see you later. I'm like, really, bro?
Yeah, and so, and when I'm in a bad mood, I stay in my room. Like, she think I'm in my room asleep, and I'm not. I'm just in here on my phone or watching TV, but I just need the time to be by myself.
Right.
And I think we have some cousins, our little cousin born the day after you, are learning to handle that moody side of her.
I know. And I'm so like, I try to tell them all the time, just bear with
me. I know, and I tell them, like, if you need to talk, just call me, because I raised one.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly what you're dealing with. And then, too, you know, in this day and age, with her generation, they're probably dealing with it, like, twice as bad as I did.
Yeah.
Because the generation, her generation is so different, but, you know, we love her dearly, and we understand because we've been there.
Yeah.
And if y'all are listening, we keep telling y'all she is Bella magnified. Like, we call them you junior, don't we?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh Lord, that's my child all over again. Like, I see it in her.
Yeah, and I used to not really, not to say I don't really believe in it, because I knew some things were true. But I'm starting to really see, like, Gemini children that act exactly like I did. Like, when I got my lashes done, Lay was telling me about Sam. And I was just like, oh, that is me. Like, don't kill him, though, but that is totally me. And so, yeah, it's definitely some truth.
Yeah, y'all hold tight, because she's going to be all right. She just has to get through this period.
Right.
But it's all a part of her being a Gemini. Yeah. I promise. It's, a lot of it is puberty and, you know, her being a teenage girl. But a big part of it, a big chunk of that, is her zodiac.
Yeah.
Now, this book, I don't know this lady, but
she must know us.
Yeah, but listen. So listen, this made me think. So it says, some men feel that Gemini women are not approachable. That touched me the wrong way.
Oh.
Like, it did. Like, you know, people tell me that all the time. Not that I'm not approachable, but
let me keep reading. Usually she's dressed to kill, from her hair salon do to her manicured toes. And the brothers are sometimes reluctant to approach. That's the part that really got me. Like, that's like my whole issue now. You know, I've had people say I look high maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm like, how it says the Gemini woman is what the brothers consider high maintenance, and she has high maintenance in quotes.
Oh yeah, she got you, girl. We gotta figure out.
Whatever. I'm not high maintenance though.
But that's what they think. You done had how many men in our family told you this?
This is true.
They have so that's what they think from a male standpoint. That's how men think. Because there's no other reason I feel like you should be single. But we're also in a time where men know that they either got to come with it all or nothing. Because women got their own money. They're doing their own stuff. Like, they have their own lives. You don't have any children anymore. So you don't have anybody to run around and take care of. So you want to spend time with this guy. So he got to have the time too. Like, they have to be ready. And so they know this. And so they see somebody that looks high maintenance. They're like, oh, like, oh no.
Let me tell you. So what everything you just said was told to me by a guy that I used to date. He said, it's not that you're high maintenance, but you are so well put together that when a guy see you, like say you're going into an elevator, you're waiting for the elevator, by the time he notices you, he's processing in his mind, should I approach her? What should I say? Is she gonna give me the time of day? And by the time he builds up the nerve to, and you know, the words in his mind about what he's going to say, you've already stepped on the elevator and you're gone.
Yeah.
That is.
And it's like, because you know they're interested. My mama fine, y'all, in case y'all don't follow us on the gram. But thanks. Clearly they see you and be like, okay, so if y'all don't know, let me just give y'all, you know, like, Sanaa Lathan, Taraji type of swag put together, very pretty. That's mommy. So if I was a dude, I'm gonna be like, wait, like, am I gonna be what she wants? Because I ain't gonna go over here and waste my time.
That's disheartening and it's sad and it makes me really, like, literally want to cry. Cause
why?
Because, like, you know how I feel about love. And y'all, this book says that Geminis are not like real romantic, and you know, we don't really conform to like relationships well. And that's not true. You know, I really want to be in a relationship and with someone who's caring and romantic. And you know, I'm a huge romantic. Like, I love love. And I want that in my life. And the fact that I don't have it is because dudes are afraid to step to me because of how I look is disheartening.
Well, that don't mean go look bad. That ain't what that ain't what we saying.
And what you know is not about to happen is I'm not about to walk out of here looking crazy. So,
but I'm like, maybe if you change like the setting, because like I know one of my friends said they saw you, because I'm saying like we call names too much. These people gonna be like, what, why are you talking about me?
Yeah,
but yeah, one of my friends got on you know, a dating app after you were doing your chronicles, and she was saying it was because she feels like dudes don't approach her either, and so, you know, that was like the alternative. But then dudes online can, it's like the total opposite of that. Dudes online can be whatever and say whatever, claim to be whatever.
That's true.
And so now they got this good woman, this good looking, well put together woman, you know, interested or whatever. And then you ain't really crap. So I can see how it's disheartening. But I would just say, go to Starbucks more. Like, you do so much work on your computer, go sit in Starbucks. I ain't even saying you gotta have a man, because clearly.
I know you don't want me to have a man.
No, I don't not want you to have one, but I don't want you to think you need one or you press for time to have one.
Companionship. You know, I want to be in love. That's a good feeling, is it not? Like, you're in love, you tell me. Isn't it a good feeling? I mean, I've been in love before, and it was a good feeling until it wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it says that we have to be in control of the relationship. I don't think that's true. I think we can be submissive if we're with the right person.
Right, with a leader.
Right, with a leader. And I do believe in gender roles. What about you? Because you're in a different generation.
I believe to a certain extent, because like I just said, women are making more money. Like, I know a lot of households where the female is the breadwinner. So you can't expect the breadwinner to come home, cook and clean and do all these things just because she's a woman. I'm not saying you don't have to do these things because clearly you need to keep your place up or whatever. But not just because she's a female.
Exactly.
Like, no, dudes, you have to chip in too.
I agree with that.
So I actually ain't gonna even front. I'm totally against it at this point because I feel like the tasks or the chores or whatever should be divvied up.
Now I don't think women should be cleaning up behind men like children. That's a definite no.
Correct.
But if I was at home and my husband was out working, yeah, I'm going to make sure that the house is clean and that, you know, he has a decent meal, whether I cook it or order it.
Yeah.
For him. And that's what I mean by gender roles. And I do believe that the man is the head of the household if he is strong enough to play that role. Now, if he a bum,
all right,
then yeah, I'm gonna take charge. But listen to this, and I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna leave it right here on the podcast. Okay, it says, where am I looking? When love calls, the Gemini sister doesn't always answer. Mainly because her standards are so high.
Ooh.
Shut up. There's always the possibility of overlooking that would-be prince for the more buffed and gorgeous stud.
Oh, girl.
Who may turn out to be the frog.
Yeah, we better have to call homegirl because she knows this, clearly.
How many great guys have I like dissed?
Can we even count?
Shut up. And when I read that, I was like, ouch. Like, I can think of one guy, like, I wouldn't give him the chance because he used to always say, you is crazy.
Like, how petty is that? Are you kidding me right now?
You know how I am about grammar. I need you to know that is R, not is.
But you can teach him that.
Oh, it was like scratching your nails down a chalkboard.
Oh my God.
That might be why I'm single, because I used to be real petty.
That's it. That's clearly
he was a good looking guy, number one. He thought the world of me, number two. And yeah, he was a really good looking guy and just really sweet and pretty much did whatever I wanted. And yeah, he used to always, girl, you is crazy. And I never corrected him because I thought that was rude.
Okay, well, but it was a turn-off. I better correct him before I got rid of him, though. But it was such a crazy.
It was such a, and there's a part in here that says that if you're boring, it's a no. And I,
yeah, now that's right. Yeah.
I met this guy online, and we met for dinner, and he was so boring. Like, I was pulling teeth to get him to have a conversation. And so I stopped calling him. We're Facebook friends. Why is he married now?
Oh.
Oh, Lord. I'm so petty. I know. Jesus, help me. But yeah, so yeah, she pretty much had me pegged. And as far as the two of us, it says our relationship operates at fever pitch. We're racing in different directions, constantly on the move, while at the same time picking up friends and supporters along the way. We put the F in fun. Now what we do is that we have fun together. We know yeah. how to have fun. If it's just the two of us sitting down watching Think Like a Man.
Really?
Yeah, that came up in my memories today. Watching Think Like one of my new favorite movies with you. It says that we're party animals. I don't think we're party animals.
Yeah, no, because I could actually be a homebody. But when I want to get up and go, I want to get up and go.
But when we go out, too, we're not trying to be the center of attention. We just are.
I know. People just flock. I'm like, I'm a whole vibe.
Shut up.
I'm serious, though. Anywhere. Like, I saw a meme maybe a few months ago that said something along those lines. Like even when you're trying not to be the center of attention, people just flock to you. And I'm just like, wow, like, I really am a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's accurate.
It says there's just too much going on with these two. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And as far I've dated two Geminis in my lifetime. And as Gemini men go, I think they're crazy.
So they're the ones giving us the bad reputation.
Yeah, it's really the Gemini men. Because, well, one wasn't so crazy. He's not crazy because we're actually still real good friends. My friend in Alabama.
Don't get me started.
What? My friend in Alabama, you liked him.
I know. I'm telling you, don't get me started.
Oh. He wasn't really crazy. He was real fickle, though. He was real fickle. But the other one was a certified fool and called the police on me to come get some shoes.
Oh, yeah.
He was a certified. So it is the men Geminis, y'all, that are crazy. So if you're dating a Gemini, unless you're a Gemini man, unless you're a Libra or an Aries, you're not getting along with him really well. I can't help you with that because I think they're crazy. But Gemini women are dope. You need one as a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are chatterboxes. We're full of personality. We're always in our head. We can be very moody. There are two of us. But adult Geminis, like, you know,
grown, should know how to handle it at this point.
Grown women should know how to handle that. Exactly.
Yeah.
So get your Gemini. The
right. We got one that's kind of picky for waiting for you.
I'm not picky.
Yes, you are. You just said it.
I said I used to be petty.
Oh, same thing. Really?
Oh, I dated this one guy. This really, really sweet guy. He was really, really sweet. And you know what? He's still single.
that
you're his Facebook friend too?
No, I don't think he's on Facebook.
Oh, I see.
He's related to someone we're really close to, though. But yeah, again, this book had me pegged, talking about, you know, me turning away some really great guys. Now that I'm older, I look for geeks, somebody who's well-read, just in case y'all want to hook a sister up. Someone who's intelligent, well-read, funny. Like, you gotta be funny, because if you ain't funny, I can't be the only one funny.
Yeah, and you ain't gonna make it in this family.
At all. And yeah, you gotta have tough skin, because again, you're not gonna make it in this family. You gotta have tough skin. And you can't have, like, little itty-bitty children. Like, you know, 5 years and younger. You can't have real small kids. Because I'm not soccer mom. 51 years old. I can't be a soccer mom. And
what about?
And, oh, wait. And you can't be... I don't know. I haven't quite gotten over the height thing. Like, you,
oh my God.
Don't have to be 6 feet. But I can't be in flats looking at the top of your head.
So maybe like at least 5'8".
Yeah, at least 5'8". And yeah, that's it.
And what's the age?
I'll say 45 to 60. I'll even go to, I don't know, 60 to old. Maybe 50.
Oh my God.
Maybe 58. A lot of 60-year-olds this day and age act like 70-year-olds. I don't want nobody that acts old.
This is somebody that's 10 years older than you. How old are they going to act?
Exactly. That's why I want nobody 60. So.
Oh my God.
So, you know, maybe 57, 58.
Okay. So then in 2 years when they're 60, then what?
I'll be 53. It won't matter.
Oh, gosh, Ma.
I'll be 53. That's all I'm saying. I don't want nobody that acts old. Y'all, you know, if he looks young and acts young and gets around really well, you know, he's not always complaining about a bad back, or he can't dance because he got bad knees.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
I'm serious.
So basically, like, if you're into science and you can create the perfect man in a petri dish, she wants one, because clearly... Ma, oh my gosh.
Not into science.
Oh man, I cannot.
Clearly.
I'm literally just in here shaking my head like she is dead serious.
Clearly y'all understand my dilemma.
Or not.
I don't care
but if they he's hear, divorced. They hear you though.
I don't care if he's divorced or widowed, but if he's divorced, he has to have signed on the dotted line. Like, your divorce papers have to be filed.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be separated.
Right.
Getting a divorce. Been there, done that.
Or living with your spouse and y'all ain't quite decided to divorce right. yet. No, we're straight.
And if you are widowed, you have my heartfelt condolences. But it has to be at least 2 years.
Oh my God. All right. So we appreciate you guys laughing with us about astrology today.
I'm serious, y'all. She
and has zodiac me. Signs.
Thank y'all for listening.
Yeah, thank y'all so much that y'all keep coming back.
We appreciate you listening. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dear Mama Podcast. And we will see you guys next week.
See you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.